Reading 2. Asteroid Impacts on Earth. Asteroids are small objects in space. They are small compared to the Earth and the other planets. They are made of different kinds of rock or metal. They orbit the Sun, mostly between the paths of Mars and Jupiter. Astronomers know where many asteroids are, but not all. Though they may seem small and far away, asteroids have hit the Earth many times, sometimes causing extreme destruction. It also seems clear that an asteroid will hit the Earth again in the future. Most asteroids are located in what is called the main belt. This is an orbit between Mars and Jupiter. All of these asteroids are very far from the Earth and will never come close. Several hundred asteroids follow Jupiter in its orbit. These are called Trojans. Asteroids can also be found in the outer solar system, past the orbit of Saturn. There is also a set of asteroids that orbit close to Earth. These are called NEAs, near-Earth asteroids. These are also included in a group called near-Earth objects, NEOs, which also includes comets. Because of their closeness, NEAs are dangerous to the Earth. More than half of all NEAs have been discovered. There are still many asteroids that are unknown. There is no way to know when such asteroids could strike the Earth. In 1989, an NEA passed very close. However, it was only discovered as it was going away. If it had hit the Earth, it would have been a complete surprise. It could have had 50,000 times the destructive force as the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Though the possibility of an asteroid striking the Earth soon is not great, it is definite that it will be struck sometime. NEAs have struck the Earth before. Most scientists believe that an NEA caused the extinction of the dinosaurs. This sort of asteroid would have been 1 or more kilometers in diameter. If it hit land, it would have caused a huge cloud of dust that would have blocked out all sunlight for at least a year. This would have caused a short ice age, leading to the deaths of numerous plants and animals. If the asteroid had hit the water, which is more likely, the cloud of water vapor it produced would have had a similar effect. Further, the shock from the impact could have caused volcanoes to erupt, adding to the dust and vapor around the Earth. Scientists think these kinds of events happen every million years or so. The outlines of the craters of some of these impacts are still visible from space. The last time a large NEA struck the Earth was in 1908, in the forests of Tunguska, Siberia. This asteroid was between 30 and 60 meters across and exploded in the air instead of hitting the ground. This explosion was just as powerful as a nuclear bomb. Because Tunguska was a very remote place, no one was killed. However, closer to the blast, windows were smashed and people could feel extreme heat. Vibrations were recorded in the Earth as far as 1,000 kilometers away. The forest near the blast site had been flattened as far as 30 kilometers from the center. Some trees were burned completely. The asteroid itself had vaporized completely. Though people may worry about large asteroids striking the Earth, these are easy to detect. Smaller NEAs are much harder to find, and there are many more of them. The history of asteroids and the Earth has not ended. Supplemental reading. It's all in the location. Different kinds of NEAs can produce different kinds of damage. The kind of damage depends first on the size and speed of the asteroid. However, it also depends on where the asteroid hits. An asteroid that hits the ocean will have a very different effect than one that strikes the land. An asteroid that hit the water would produce the most destruction. While an asteroid hitting land would cause damage in only one place, an ocean strike would cause a tsunami, a giant wave. This could severely damage or destroy cities close to the ocean over a very large area. 70% of the Earth is covered by oceans, so an ocean impact is more likely. If a large asteroid struck the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, the tsunami could destroy cities on the east coast of North and South America, as well as western cities of Europe and Africa. Such an asteroid would only have to be about 40 to 60 meters wide. An asteroid strike on land would be destructive in a concentrated way. It would take an object of about 75 meters wide to destroy a city. This would not include all parts of the city, and suburbs might not be damaged so severely. To destroy an entire urban area would take an asteroid of around 160 meters. A 700-meter asteroid could destroy a small country. However, even a 1 or 2-kilometer asteroid strike would be deadly enough to kill millions of people, simply by the dust and vapor it would throw into the atmosphere.